Hello, friends. I'm so happy to be back with you for another bite-sized blessing today. We've got a short and sweet look at a common saying. I am your host, Mitzi Campbell, and I love digging into language and words because I'm a lifelong teacher and a college professor, and because words are the most powerful tools that we have in this world. Our words matter, and I've spent my whole professional career teaching people how to use words well. And so they have intense meaning. Words carry purpose. And the way that we use language has an effect that reaches far beyond us out into the world. And it has a gigantic ripple effect. Everything happens in words. All of your articles that you read, the news that you listen to, your social media, your YouTube videos, your podcasts, everything, your books, it all comes from this beautiful thing we have called language. And one of my favorite books is The Four Agreements. And that's a great example of why language is so important, because the first agreement in that book is be impeccable with your word. It's important to think about the things that you say and the things that you read and the things that you hear and that you consume and put into your mind and into your body, because what you put into your mind, you're also putting into your body. And all of that is important in terms of the language and the meaning of the words that you consume. And so today, I want to take a look at this one sentence that you and I have said and heard many times over. And that is, experience is the greatest teacher. You've heard it before, right? Interesting, because it's the kind of sentence that you hear and it sounds cliche and we kind of almost brush it off like, oh yes, I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. Experience is the greatest teacher. Yeah. But have you ever taken the time to really think about what it means? I would like to take a very close look today at that sentence and in particular, the role of the word experience in that sentence. Experience is the greatest teacher. A lot of people interpret this to mean that older people, in other words, people who have a lot of life experience, are great teachers. And this is very true. The more experiences you have, the more lessons you learn. And if you are tuned in, even more lessons can be learned. And I believe that we are here to have experiences because we are meant to learn from those experiences. And whenever I think about life purpose and the meaning of life and those kinds of bigger questions, I think that the answers lie in the obvious. The answers to those big questions lie in the things that we actually do here on this planet, and that is we have experiences. That's what we do. And so those experiences are meant for us specifically in our lives so that we learn. And the reason why we are here is to have experiences and to learn from those experiences, because therefore we can ascend in consciousness, that we can get better at things, at life, at knowing ourselves, so that we can grow, so that we can self-actualize according to Maslow. And that's our purpose. That's our bigger purpose, our wider purpose as human beings. And we can derive spiritual meaning from that according to our belief systems beyond that interpretation that I've just given you. But let's go back to the word experience. You can interpret experience to mean age in the context of that sentence. Experience is the greatest teacher. You can interpret it to mean the cumulative life experiences. And I think that's an accurate interpretation. It's a way of looking at it. It's one way of looking at it. But as I continue to consider that word, experience, in the context of that sentence, experience is the greatest teacher, I think about a different use of the word experience. I think of the word experience as a verb in that context. The idea that you experience things, you have interactions in the world with the environment, with other people. You are put into situations. Your mind, your body, your spirit are involved in engaged interactions, experiences on a daily basis. So when you take the word experience and think of it as a verb to experience things, and then plug it back into that sentence, experience is the greatest teacher. You could even change it slightly so that you can get the meaning that I'm trying to get across. Experiences are the greatest teachers. Maybe that helps. But then we start to get to playing with language in such a way that we can discern a double entendre. So yes, experience, as in your cumulative life experiences, your age is a great teacher, but also the experience of experiencing things in life, good things, bad things, traumas, tragedies, great joys, success, love, loss, all of it in this beautiful container called life. That is where we learn the lessons. That is where we meet life as the ultimate mentor. When you read the word experience as a verb, experience the process of having experiences. That is the greatest learning opportunity we have. So the next time you hear someone say that sentence, experience is the greatest teacher, I want you to think about it in this much bigger context. I want you to really let those words sink in and permeate into your soul and understand the profound nature of that simple sentence that we've all heard so many times. It's so much deeper than it first sounds. And because of that, I want you to approach everything that you engage in during a typical day, every experience that you have, every person that you meet, I want you to treat that as an opportunity to learn something about yourself, about the world, about others, about anything. I want you to walk around this planet like you have won a full ride scholarship to an Ivy League school, because that is the kind of a learning experience that you are being offered simply by being alive in this world. And that is your bite-sized lesson for today. I hope it blew your mind the way that it blew mine wide open. And if you like working with language and working with words, then you should join me in my personal development book club, because this is the kind of thing we do. We go deep. It's a community. It's much more than just a book club. It's about really getting down with language and concepts and ideas and learning and potential and success and abundance and everything. And it's the perfect place for an intellectual soul like yourself. So you can join on my website, mitzicampbell.com/book club, or you can send me a message if you're interested or if you just want to talk about it further to see what it's all about. So I'm going to leave you with this reminder: the power of words. Remember the potency of language. Remember that words have the power to burrow deep into your mind, deep into your heart, deep into your soul. And so you should be very aware of how you are using language and consider it with respect and reverence and speak kindly and don't gossip and talk to yourself with love. And if you haven't read The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz in a while or ever, maybe it's time for a rereading or a first reading, because great books want to be read many times, not just once. And every time you go back to a book, you will come away with something new. Experience is your greatest teacher.